Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Steve McIntyre, Ted Woodward, partly cloudy now, and 72 degrees. An old photo is producing a new headache for Canada's Prime Minister.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizing after Time magazine published a photo of him wearing brown face makeup and a turban. Trudeau telling reporters the outfit was for a gala back in 2001.
The theme was Arabian Nights, and I dressed up in an Aladdin costume and put makeup on.
Trudeau says it was a racist thing to do, but he didn't realize it at the time.
I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry.
That picture, originally published in a yearbook from a private school in British Columbia where Trudeau once worked as a teacher. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Commission was plenty busy in their weekly meeting Wednesday.
The board heard another request for a group home for foster children, which was proposed in the 8300 block of South Hydraulic near Hayesville. After much discussion and public input, the board voted 3-2 to deny the conditional use permit. The commission approved a proposal to renew a grant in the amount of just over $1 million for the Shelter Plus Care housing program. Finally, a policy for recommendations for at-large advisory board appointees is still being worked on and was deferred to the first week of October. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The city council of a small southeast Kansas community has fired its administrator, attorney, and clerk without any discussion, prompting the mayor to threaten to resign and then walk out of the meeting. The Pittsburgh Morning Sun reports the mass firings happened during Monday night's meeting in Frontenac, a town of about 3,400 located just to the north of Pittsburgh. The reasons for the surprise terminations remain unclear. The Morning Sun has filed a records request. According to data released by the Tax Foundation this week, Kansas is still one of the highest states for sales tax. Kansas Information Network's Nick Gosdell reports.
Michael Austin is with the Sandlian Center for Entrepreneurial Government at the Kansas Policy Institute. Austin says the increases we've seen recently are not at the state level.
Even though the state sales tax rate has remained at 6.5% since 2015, at the local level, what we're seeing are more and more county governments, more city governments are finding ways to hike up their sales tax rates for a myriad of purposes.
As of August 1st, the combined state and local sales tax rates in Overland Park, Olathe, Lenexa, Shawnee, and Leawood were all above 9%.
President Trump has a new national security advisor. Fox's Rich Edson has more from the State Department.
Still leading the Democratic pack, former Vice President Joe Biden, who spoke to union leaders this week.
You all know me. I have never not been with you. I have never not taken a risk of being with you.
Biden has 29% support ahead of Bernie Sanders with 18% and Elizabeth Warren at 16%. Those three and Kamala Harris all fare better than the president in head-to-head matchups. As for President Trump, he gets 86% support against his primary challengers.
We're winning again and we're winning big.
And respondents give him a 46% chance to win re-election next year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A 16-year-old Long Island, New York boy was fatally stabbed in a fight while dozens of teens recorded it for social media instead of helping.
At least 50 people stood by as Cassine Morris lay on the concrete outside of a mall, bleeding to death. Nassau County Police Detective Lieutenant Stephen Fitzpatrick could hardly believe it.
Your friends are dying while you stand there and video it. That's egregious.
The fight was reportedly over a girl, the suspect, her ex-boyfriend, who had said he wanted to fight Morris after Cassine had walked the girl home from a party. Well, now 18-year-old Tyler Flack is under arrest and charged with second-degree murder. Police say they used recordings on social media as well as surveillance footage from neighboring businesses to identify who was responsible. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A University of Kansas football player is charged with two misdemeanors after his arrest at a Lawrence bar. Sophomore linebacker Thomas Patrick Barrett was charged Tuesday with two counts of contributing to a child's misconduct. An attorney entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. Police Sergeant Amy Rhodes says Barrett was arrested August 31st at the Jayhawk Cafe. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Well, today looks to stay very warm and dry. We're watching this tropical system well off to our southeast that will start sending moisture our way and will likely bring us some rain for the weekend. Sunny, breezy this afternoon with a high close to 90. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 68, and a few thunderstorms on Friday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now, partly cloudy, 72 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning. It seems this love was too hot to handle. Police in Lincoln, Nebraska say a 19-year-old woman sparked an apartment fire by burning love letters from her ex in her bedroom. Police say the woman used a butane torch to burn the letters and left some of them on the floor. She then went to another room to take a nap. Police say she awoke a short time later to find the carpet on fire. Firefighters were able to extinguish the fire within minutes. Officials say the fire caused an estimated $4,000 damage to the building. No one was injured. The woman was cited for negligent burning.
Yeah, not a good idea.
She starts a fire in a bedroom with a butane torch, then walks away from it after she thinks it's out and takes a nap.
Yeah, don't do that indoors.
I got to say, this is, wow, I don't want to make any rash judgments, but maybe she's not very bright.
Yeah, go ahead and make that rash judgment. Yeah. I think that's okay.
I understand she's upset with her ex, and she's burning the love letters, but wouldn't you just throw them in the trash? Okay.
Tear them up.
Yeah.
Buy a paper shredder.
Shredder.
You know, a paper shredder is a good thing to have anyway. Use this broken heart as an opportunity to buy a shredder and then go and shred the
messages. Shredder doesn't usually catch on fire.
No.
Utah police used their vehicle sirens to drive a 2-year-old bear up a tree after his presence in a central Utah town caused traffic delays Wednesday morning. A State Division of Wildlife Resources spokeswoman said division personnel then tranquilized the bear and removed it from the tree after it had been roaming the town streets. Bear placed in a trap and relocated to the Wasatch Mountains. This is in Utah. You get the bear stories, seems like, all the time out west. It's 6:36 with Steve and Ted now. And, of course, the Sedgwick County Commissioners were meeting yesterday. And you heard Rodney Price reporting on what they were doing. I got a little sidebar from that. They have received their annual update from Exploration Place. And what they found out was a 4% increase in facility attendance, totaling 279,000. Wow. That surprises me. Exploration Place got well over a quarter of a million visitors last year. That's amazing. It's
yeah.
a great place to visit. Don't get me wrong, but that's a good number. That's a good high number. Education team served 92,500 youth. That's a 7% increase. Upcoming exhibits include Wild Weather, Imaginate, and Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Work is planned on the permanent exhibit, Heads Up Health. And next year is the 20-year anniversary of Exploration Place, and activities are planned throughout the year to celebrate. I got this email from the county, which it goes to all the media. And I emailed back because I have lost track of the director. I know the longtime director was supposedly leaving, but I don't know if they've got a new director at the Exploration Place or what's going on down there. Guess I need to find out. But I'm going to try to find out, no doubt about it. But God, that was a great report on Exploration Place. I just found that very encouraging. I love the place. I haven't been down there in a while. We had several years ago. We had our banquet for our high school reunion at Exploration Place.
Yeah.
And it was terrific.
It's a good place for that.
Had a great big room there, plenty of room to for tables and whatnot. And some of the folks had come in. They had never seen the new statue, you know, the Keeper of the Plains and the bridge and all that and the lighted water. And we had a great evening at Exploration Place. So, you know, if you're thinking about something like that as a venue, these places are available. Places of spaces at Cowtown, Botanica, they're available to the public. If you want to do something special, you might want to check it out. Okay. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures started the session with two-sided trading on Wednesday. The buying returned to the cattle as several of the contracts made new highs for the week and closed positive and near the highs of the session. Yesterday afternoon, there was reports of $101 cash cattle trade taking place in Kansas and Texas. Lean hogs also started trading mixed yesterday but closed on the positive side. Yesterday's closes saw October live cattle $1.02 higher, $100.37. October feeders $1.10 higher, $138.40, with October lean hogs up 82 cents at $62.92. Now, Wednesday, the corn and soybean scored new lows for the week, with only the corn managing to close positive. The wheat traded and closed positive and also made new highs for the week. We saw Egypt buy 180,000 metric tons of wheat from Russia yesterday, and the Feds lowered interest rates yesterday afternoon by 25 basis points. At the moment, December KC wheat's up a quarter of a penny at $4.10. December corn down 3/4 of a penny, 370 and a half, with November soybeans down a half a penny at 888 and a quarter. November crude oil trading $1.05 higher, 59.09. December gold $8.20 lower, $1,507.60. December S&P 4.5 points lower, 3,004, with December dollar index 30 cents lower, 97.83. And December Dow Jones futures 43 points lower, 10,100. I meant to say 27,100. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 go to Tom.
Well, tonight, this evening, at Cowtown,
yes,
we're going to have the Kansas Junior Livestock Show Beef Eaters Picnic. And
yes,
you and I are going to kind of help host that thing, aren't we?
That's what I understand.
Yeah, I'm going to really need your help because, when again, they're going to be showing, you know, people are going to be showing sheep and hogs. I don't know what else. But yeah, you're going to be my rural agricultural helper there with the beef and the livestock and whatnot. Okay,
fantastic. I'll do the best I can.
Oh, you'll do. I know you'll be fantastic. We're going to be there down there. We're going to have a nice steak, and we're going to have a great evening. I just know it.
Ted's been coaching me on what it's like to work with you, so I think I've got it all down pat.
Well, you got. But it's real easy. You have to do all the work.
That's what he told me.
I'm basically going to say, well, folks, here's Tom, and that's it, man.
And he told me I had to give you my steak.
Well, half of it.
Half of it, okay.
Anyway, this Junior Livestock Show has been going on, I don't know how many years, a long time.
Yeah.
And every year they have done some sort of picnic, or they used to do an evening deal years ago. And when I first got started in radio back in 1970, they were doing it then. And my boss and I at the time, we went to the Beef Eater. They called it the Beef Eater Stag in those days. But it was a terrific function for years and years and years. But we're going to be with those folks tonight.
Yeah, you see all kinds of people there. Everybody from people directly tied to the ag community to businessmen that do not have any ties to the ag community to just anybody and everybody. It's a mixed crowd.
Usually they have some celebrity showing where people from the community, big shots and well-known people show off these. Last year, what did I have last year? I had a goat, wasn't it? Yeah. I had this goat, and this thing was like a buffalo, okay? Tatanka, you know? I couldn't control it, and it took off, and I almost got killed. So it could be fun tonight, okay?
It will be fun.
You're going to have to keep an eye on me, Tom. Okay.
I will do that, Steve. Oh,
appreciate that. All right. Thank you, Tom. 642 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker, talking about artificial intelligence, robo-journalism. On the way, Steve and Ted on KNSN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.